name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to this Thursday edition of The Maggie Dawn Show, and I am joined every Thursday that he is available by a special guest co-host. He is a two-time congressional candidate, a Navy vet, and a small business owner. You might think by that description he would be a Republican, but he's not! And he's here with me and each and every one of you. His name is Tom Paulswitz. So welcome back. Tom, before we move on, and again, all of this bridges together. These really aren't distinct topics today.
Right, they're all the same topic.
As a veteran, I wanted to ask you, from that perspective, how much of a betrayal is this? And by this, I mean Donald Trump choosing as his ally, not Western democracies, not Ukraine, but choosing as his transactional ally, Vladimir Putin and Mohammed bin Salman, the guy who had a journalist executed. What level of betrayal is that to the men and women who have served, who are serving, and especially those that have died on battlefields in defense of principles and values that we have described as accountable government, presidents aren't kings, democratic principles, voting rights, human rights, a free press. How bad is that betrayal? Is it a betrayal? And if so, at what level?
Yeah, it's not a betrayal to the service people who already understood who Donald Trump is. I still get together regularly with my Navy buddies who I was in with, now it's close to 40 years ago. And some of them are Trumpers, and I don't understand the logic of it or anything else, but we all seem to understand though, that the defense of the country is the most important thing. I think instead of betrayal, I'd use the word conflicted. I think there's a lot of conflicted service people who voted for Donald Trump and were excited about what he would bring to the table. Now seeing that it's about Donald Trump and the transactional element of what he's willing to do, and that's going to put them in harm's way, and it's going to put the people they love potentially at risk of having them in harm's way. I think that's the key. And I think we're just starting to see some of that bubble to the surface now in reports. But I think that's the part. There's going to be a tremendous amount of service people are conflicted, and it's really going to come to head when they're issued immoral and illegal orders. And that's when you see what will happen in this country, is how many service people are really going to follow, because that's what dictators do. That's what authoritarians do, right? So once again, Donald Trump has been absolutely predictable and has followed through on everything he said he was going to do. I mean, he just said the other day he wasn't going to cut Medicaid, and now he's backing the House plan for cutting Medicaid, right? So he's going to tell people what they want to hear within his information, disinformation bubble. But watching what he does is the key. And I think for the military, we're going to hit a point. And I don't know when that's going to come, but we're going to hit a point where it's either going to be people leaving the military, resigning, getting out, whatever it is. And how are you going to recruit people who want to be on Trump's army instead of the United States Army?
Well, what does that do to our safety as a nation, to our national security? Again, 85 years of the United States in different ways, shapes, and forms under both Democratic and Republican presidents, standing against leaders like Vladimir Putin, and over the last 20 years, standing against Vladimir Putin in unequivocal terms, all of that wiped out in 10 days. Speaking of things that Donald Trump says and whether or not they translate into things that he does, he just a couple days ago executed an executive order that stated that the president shall provide authoritative interpretations of the law for the executive branch, which is basically like saying, thank you, Supreme Court and Article 3. We don't need you. I'm just going to do what I think I want to do, and you can all go kick rocks. And I bring this up, Tom. We can begin the conversation here, invite others to join us on the other side of the top of the hour, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. That's
our favorite
happens.
Number.
Yeah, that's what happens when you're thinking and talking. But I wanted to go through very briefly with all of you listeners and with you, Tom, some of the things that were written in Federalist 78 about the role of the courts and these key foundational ideas, and how they are being either undermined or selectively chosen at different points in time by the Trump administration. So we're going to have that brief discussion. And then I want to turn to J.B. Pritzker's budget address, and then we'll talk about the SAVE Act. We are going to get it all in, I promise everyone. And I want to give a little tease on this. Here's what Hamilton wrote about the role of the courts as one of the distinct branches of government. The simple view of the matter suggests several important consequences. It proves incontestably that the judiciary is beyond comparison the weakest of the three departments of power, that it can never attack with success either of the other two, and that all possible care is required to enable it to defend itself against their attacks. We're going to unpack that statement and how critically it is important it is to this moment. We come back after the top of the hour, and important to each and every one of you and your family's rights and liberties. I've got Tom Paulswitz with me, Jess P.S. on the board, and each and every one of you, 855-752-4842. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We go to the phone lines and text lines next.